I don't think I could untie it if I wanted to. Matt followed the rope from Lauren's wrist to his waist. They were still attached. The knot was too tight. This could be trouble. I will take him from here, a woman hissed. Something jerked upward on Matt's collar and hauled him to his feet, a dagger pressed against his throat. The woman called out, her arm wrapped tightly around his waist and her mouth next to his ear. Give me Lauren. If you do, she and Hero Boy will both live. If you don't, I will kill him immediately. Matt tensed. Semiramis. He couldn't let this witch wannabe use him as bait to catch Lauren. Wrap them in the barrier, he shouted to Walter. Don't trust a word she says. The rear tank submerged into the liquefying mud, creating a vacuum wind that sucked the surrounding men into a dark void where the tank once sat. The swirling suction pulled Matt and Semiramis toward the hole, but the rope tightened and kept them from falling in. As the ground dissolved all around, Semiramis hung on to Matt's waist, the dagger still at his throat, and shouted toward Walter and Lauren. What is your answer? Walter made a twirling motion with his finger. Jorn, wrap Lauren and Sayla and yourself up. We can't leave Matt. Lauren pulled the rope, but the vacuum held him in its grip. I won't leave Matt. Like a powerful broom, the wind swept men, mud, and guns into the growing void, leaving only one tank, its riders, and Matt and Semiramis hovering inches over melting soil. With violent flames spinning all around, Walter shouted at Lauren. Do what I say! Now! I'll hang on to the rope! But no buts! Walter turned to Joran. I'm counting on you to save Lauren and Sayla. Like I said, wrap them and yourself in your barrier. Joran responded, but the wind batted his words away. Of course not. I'm going to try to save Matt. Walter looked again at Semiramis. Ease up on that dagger and we'll talk. In the meantime, I'm going to protect the kids. Still atop the tank, Joran held a rod in the air and began walking around Lauren. Then he and Sayla crouched with her, as if inside an invisible tent. Walter grasped the rope with both hands and leaned back against the pole. Why should I believe you'd let them live? I have information to trade. I know Aramos's plans. I will prove that I'm not in league with him and that I will not harm Matt or Lauren. Aramos, what are his plans? Promise to give me Lauren and I will tell you. Matt shouted. Don't do it. I'm not about to let anyone put Lauren in danger. You heard him, Walter said. Don't take me for a fool. They are minors, children of your best friend. The decision is yours, not Matt's. Walter grimaced against the rope's pull. Well, there must be a reason you want Lauren so badly. I can't believe you're going to let yourself plunge into an unknown world. I know what I'm doing. You have 5 seconds to decide. As the blade cut into Matt's throat, Semiramis spoke softly into his ear. Give me Lauren, and I will help you save both Earth and Second Eden. He growled. I wouldn't trade her safety for your promises to save any world. Trying not to move a muscle, he whispered into the transmitter. Lauren, the rope's still tied to my waist. You and Walter can reel me in. Don't worry about Semiramis cutting me. I've been trained to handle this. Just do something that'll distract her for a split second. Lauren jumped up and shouted, Semiramis! Semiramis flinched. Matt shoved her arm back, grabbed her dagger, and thrust an elbow into her ribs. The vacuum ripped her away. Still clutching the dagger, Matt continued hanging by the rope in midair, the wind batting him around. Lauren and Walter pulled at the rope's opposite end, their faces taut. It's slipping, Walter called. Hang on! Lauren leaned back, slowly sinking with the tank. I am! Gasping for breath, Matt groped for something to grab, anything he could brace with to keep the pressure off Walter and Lauren. In seconds, everyone on the tank would be swallowed by the bubbling lava. They still had time to protect themselves and the barrier, but not if they kept trying to save him. Matt waved both arms. Let me go! Save yourselves! The tank eased lower. Hot gases shot up from the melting metal. Her face twisting in pain, Lauren shouted, Never! If you go, I'm going with you! Matt gazed at her. Such determination. Such love. She really would.